Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us now. Hello, Governor. How do you do?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
We good, brother.
I told the world, and this is not a surprise to our normal listeners. They are very aware. I said I did get a text from the governor yesterday. He was on the Ravens before that game kicked off. But, dude, you had to get a little nervous. That was a wild game.
I tell you, man. I mean, like, and first of all, They're killing the coach for the decision on the two-point conversion. You know, listen, I'm glad it didn't work, but it was the absolute right football decision because you don't want to go into overtime against the Ravens at home when Lamar in the second half was very different than Lamar in the first half. So, I mean, I'm really glad it didn't work out for them. But the truth is that was the right football move for the Bengals to make. I'm just glad it worked out in our favor.
Yeah, it was. I agree with you because B and I were talking about it after the Bucks Chiefs Monday night game last week, I guess, where they didn't go for two late and a lot of people were hammering bowls. I think they made the right call. They just couldn't get it. How nervous were you when Kyle Hamilton went down? Seems like he's going to be okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. Before the game, I was talking to a bunch of, because I was at the game and there was a bunch of Bungles fans there. And I was telling him that I thought Kyle Hamilton was like this, that this was the new generation's version of Ed Reed, and they were trying to kill me. They're like, that's not true. I think Kyle Hamilton is such a special player, and I think that there's not many like him in the NFL. He's one of the only folks that you actually, as a quarterback, you have an active eye and you need to actively notice where's Kyle Hamilton on the field. I think he was like that in Notre Dame. I think he's been like that in the pros. And so watching someone like him go down, particularly in a non-contact injury, your heart, like, stops. But we're thankful that it's not serious. But I just think he's one of the biggest game changers in the NFL.
All right, Gov, you are absolutely red hot. Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore, 30-17 on the season. It is. I hope you're cruising over to Maryland Live or something to enjoy some of these wins. Now, the picks are, we are ready to rock here. We're going to finish with the local boys, so we'll start down in Dallas. Eagles, Cowboys, and I don't know if you saw this. It just came out. Nick Sirianni all of a sudden is saying Jalen Hurts might have a little bit of an ankle issue.
Yeah, but even if he does, you have Dak on the IR. I mean,
right.
Who's starting for it's like, isn't like Cooper Rush?
Cooper Rush.
I mean, come on. The Cowboys are just in a death spiral right now. And I think they've got a lot of thinking to do. They might be getting to the point that they should start thinking about draft picks. I don't say that in glee. Y'all know how much I hate the Cowboys. But this is really bad what they're putting up right now. And so I did hear about Hurts. And I think that when you look at what Saquon Barkley just continues to do at a very high level, that you see how the Eagles, they still have a very real coaching problem, but the Cowboys, their problems are just so layered at this point. I think the Eagles get this one.
The Eagles seem to be surging, and we got a hell of a ball game next Thursday night in Philly.
That's
but
right.
You got to get through Week 10 first.
Oh. Dallas is going to be a tough game, man. Dallas is going to be a tough game.
How about the fact that Dallas were buyers at the deadline? That was stunning. But Jerry does what Jerry wants.
Jerry crazy.
We're going to keep Jerry it in crazy. Texas. A hell of a Sunday night football game coming up.
Yeah.
Lions-Texans. I think this one should be really good.
I think this is probably going to be the most exciting game of the week. Actually, maybe except for the Commanders Steelers, and I'll talk about that one in a second. But this one's going to be a really exciting game because you have two teams that when they are on, they are two of the more dangerous teams in the NFL, and I think it's just about consistency for both of them. Because I mean, take a look at the Texans. I mean, but the Texans are what, 6-3 now. They're playing well. But when they're not playing well, it really shows. And I think the Lions are just showing a level of grit and toughness that I think you got to pay attention to. And so I'm going with the Lions on this one. I do think if the Texans come out and play the way that the Texans have played this season, they're going to make this thing much more complicated. But I think that the Lions are just going to show a measure of continued toughness. And by the way, I got to say, they had some really good acquisitions in these past weeks, and when Hutch goes out, you're always, if you're a Lions fan, I'm sure your heart stops.
Yeah.
But the Lions were very quick to respond in order to make some really good acquisitions that I think help them make for that. So I think the Lions pull this one off.
I think that could be a really fun game.
Yeah,
Houston has been good, but never fully clicked, and you wonder if that's coming. Another team that hasn't fully clicked, I would say. The Niners. You might be getting Christian McCaffrey back, going to Tampa to take on the Bucs. This is a battle of teams that are going to have to start positioning themselves for playoff runs. Who you like, Niners, Bucs?
I'm going Niners on this one, but a lot of it's because of what you just mentioned is as you're getting to this point of the year, one of the first things you look at, even before record, even before strength of schedule, is you look at injuries. Yeah. And the Tampa Bay is just kind of beat up right now. You got Goodwin's out for the season. Evans looks like he's going to be out and for the game. And even if Evans is not out for the game, the one thing that we do know is that he's hobbled. And so the first thing you look at for a lot of these games is the injury report. And I just think that the Buccaneers injury report is really complicated. That's been part of the problem with the Niners in the first half of the season, where the Niners injury report was just ugly. And because it starts with Christian McCaffrey. Now that he's off that list and it looks like he's going to play, I think you've got to go with the Niners with it. Even if McCaffrey doesn't get the amount of touches because they're probably going to be relatively slow to work him back, I just think he gives them an extra jolt, an extra boost, and an extra option that makes them complicated. And Purdy needs him because I think he has been shown that he is a good quarterback. He is not an all-pro like he showed last year. He had a lot of weapons, but he's getting his weapons back. So I think I go with the Niners on this one.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it. Well, Gov, let's do two things. The Niners make sense. If they're going to get right, this is the game to get right. Now, you've got a first-place battle in Landover on Sunday.
All right.
Russ Wilson, Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town, Washington Commanders at 7-2, coming off a season sweep of the Giants. I imagine Prince George's County will be rocking. If there is a hotel room within 10 miles of that stadium, it is sold. What do you think this atmosphere is going to be like come 12:45, 1 o'clock on Sunday?
So first, I got to tell you, as a Ravens fan, I'm rooting hard for the Commanders because I need the Steelers to lose.
I bet.
This is ridiculous. The Steelers are, and the part of it is that I want to, and all my Steelers friends were calling me up about, oh, they're, you know, look at the record of, like, you know, where they are in the division. But let's be clear, they haven't played anybody. Like, this is the best team. The Commanders are going to be the best team that the Steelers have played all year and that the Steelers have beaten all year. And I think the Commanders, you talk about a team that that did some really interesting moves, you know, with trades. The fact that the Commanders just added Lattimore?
Yeah, what'd you think?
I mean, that was a smart pickup. The only thing I didn't like about it is I was like, damn it, why didn't the Ravens get Because, I mean, like, because, you know, he's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. And so you add on a Lattimore to a defense that again, is not a great defense, but he really does help you to an offense that's actually, including offensive line, which is shocking, that's really actually starting to show some things. And you show Jaden, you know, as people was concerned last week about what was his health and what's going to happen, he has shown there is no concern about Jaden Daniels right now. So I get that the Steelers have a good record. I get that the whole experiment of having Fields and Wilson, that did not turn out to be a complete dumpster fire. That was actually pretty smart. I still love the Steelers coaching. I love Tomlin. Yet at the same time, I think when you're coming to Prince George's County and you're watching how the Commanders are playing right now and they just added on a real weapon like Lattimore, I think it's tough to go against the Commanders right now. I think the streak continues. I think they're hot. I think they're going to show there's a reason why. And so I think the Commanders pull this one off.
I mean, if they get to 8-2 and then there's a Thursday nighter in Philly, just the excitement surrounding.
And Philly plays at 4 on Sunday.
In Dallas, yeah. Too.
And that's fly back.
That's right.
Maybe we don't count it yet, but the Ravens are now, after last night, are they 7-3?
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
I think of all these states with two football teams in them, Maryland's got to have the best record right now.
Oh, by far.
What is that, 14-5?
Yes. Because who else are we talking about? We're talking about the Giants and the Jets.
Yeah, New Jersey's got a combined 5-12, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're not even. They're horrible. They're horrible.
You got to start chirping some of these other govs and just tweeting stats at them.
Just text me, like, you want to know how it's done?
That's right. That's right. But if I do that, they're just going to block me. So, you know.
Governor, we always appreciate the time,
you,
sir. 30-17 going. You know what? You're already 31-17 because you hit the Ravens last night. You're going Eagles, Lions, Niners, Commanders.
That's it. That's the four. They're going to keep this winning streak going.
All right. Thank you, brother. Sir. Always appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to y'all.
All right. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the Commanders are going to keep it going.
Keep it going, my son.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.